Hello, boys. Princess Dulcie here. So, I thought it'd be fun to look at some of the questions that I've been asked through my request or Ask Me Anything form and answer a couple of them. Get to know the princess behind the screen sort of thing. Something unscripted and different from my normal content that you are so used to. If you have something that you would like to add, and perhaps I can do this again, please pop it in the comments below or use the submission form, which I'll link to this post once I finish this and get it uploaded. I just thought it'd be fun to do something unscripted and answer some questions. So let's have a look. So number one, would you consider adding another tier on your Patreon without any added benefits, but that costs more than your worship tier, like a devotion or cuck tier? So I do have my worship tier, which is the top tier at £10 a month for no extra benefits. And with Patreon, you can always choose a custom amount. It doesn't have to be the prices that I set. You can pledge more if you so wish to. And I also have PayPal for those that do wish to donate directly. I don't know if I'll add any additional tiers. I'm happy with the tiers that I've got. And while I'm on the subject of Patreon, I do want to say thank you to all my amazing patrons who have supported me on my journey to create audio so far. I absolutely love doing this, and I'm blown away by the support that I've had already in my first month on Reddit, and obviously been doing this a bit longer on other platforms like FetLife, etc. So really, really thank you guys. Whenever I get a new patron, I dance around the living room, so thank you, thank you. So question number two, would you live the lifestyle 24/7 if you were given the chance to? Funny you should ask this, I feel like I already do. But yes, in real life, I would love to have a partner caged, cucked and all the lovely things that come with a femdom relationship. So yeah, I think I would live the lifestyle 24/7 if I could. Question three, why is everything censored? So this must be one from a Snapchat or a FetLife follower. Well, why do I censor some of my pictures? There's two reasons. The first, I love doing it. I love the tease, which will come as no surprise. Now, of course, I tease in all sorts of ways, posting pictures, which you can't see anything anyway. But the censored photos now, they cover something extra spicy. You know, breasts, pussy. And that's just fun for me. I just enjoy it. I love the comments that people post when they absolutely hate it and it winds them up. I do it for that. And secondly, it's a kink that some of my followers really, really like. They like being told they can't see, so they can continue to enjoy it. I will continue to post it. Question four, what's your favourite type of audio to perform? So this changes really often with me. I have like weeks where I'll just put content out for one thing and then another week. But recently I've been loving emotional manipulation. They have been so bloody fun. But at heart, JOIs. I love doing them and I think you guys love hearing and doing them. Question number five. If you did fan fiction, who would you write about? Ooh, who is difficult. Because I don't have a particular set of characters in mind, but the universe I'd like to write in, Star Wars. I really want to do some Star Wars content, but I've been having a bit of a block when it comes to writing that. I want to do something with like a sexy Sith, some lightsaber battles, something fun. But yeah, having a bit of block with that. So if any script writers are listening to this and need some inspiration, please, I would really love it. Question number six, do you enjoy creating content? Well, like I said earlier in the first question, a yes, yes, yes. If you hear a smile when I'm recording, it's a real smile. I have so much fun doing it. The pictures, audio, live recording, even just chilling in voice chat on my Discord with my supporters, I love it. So thank you again. I'm not going to stop, so you're just going to have to deal with constant Princess Dulcie content, which I don't think you're all that too upset about. Question number seven, who's your favourite dinosaur? Oh, I love silly questions like this. You're probably all going to roll your eyes and laugh, but Pterodactyl. Why? Well, because growing up, I was a huge Power Ranger fan, and Kimberly, the pink one, her power, I guess, or I don't know, I've been so long since I've watched Power Rangers, but she was Pterodactyl. And I wanted to be her as a kid. I loved her, she was amazing. And I like the word pterodactyl. Pterodactyl, pterodactyl, pterodactyl. It's a good word. Question number eight. What video game are you playing at the moment? That's a good question. So I've just started Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which I'm absolutely enjoying when I get the time to play. I also have a couple of indie games on the go that I just sort of dip in and out to. So Bloons TD6. And Dwarf Romantic. I just love my casual games. Question number nine. What is your favorite color? Purple. It's purple. I wear a lot of pinks in my day-to-day life, but purple is my favorite color. That's why my logo is purple. Most things I post, if I have to use a color, it's purple. I love it. Question number 10. Princess, I know that you played Dungeons and Dragons. What are your characters like? So, we have two campaigns at the moment, and we have an evil campaign and a good campaign. So, for my evil campaign, I have a Dampir rogue called Talibrina. She is really, really. She's quite bitchy, but not too bitchy. But she's very stern. She doesn't take any shit. But she's also really protective of the other party members that we have. So, she's a sweetheart, really. And then on the flip side of that, my good campaign, I have a drow bard called Alice, and she's amazing. I love her. So she's very much a flirty bard because what bard isn't? She likes to annoy her party members by playing songs and singing. Whenever we complete a quest or kill a magnificent beast, she'll make up a song to sing and it annoys everyone else, but I absolutely love it. So, there were the 10 questions that I had asked. So, I really hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on about them. I hope you enjoyed the answers. I hope they were what you're expecting. And I hope you enjoyed hearing the princess behind all the smutty and filthy content that I create. So, have a lovely day, darlings, and I'm sure you'll hear from me soon.